Blog Talk Radio.
Just breathe.
About those things that will enhance our lives, making us understand that those things that keep us bound, keep us worried, keep us out of position of accepting and living our full destiny and purpose are not our reality.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Conversation with the Coach. I am Marian Afua. Thank you so much. This is our 15-minute moment for you to get a glimpse of some things. And if we don't have any callers, what we usually do is we just kind of talk about a topic. Today I'm going to talk about honoring your words, honoring your words, honoring your words. That means when you begin to say things, when you begin to believe things, how you should honor them. Honor them with a consistent fervor and attention and trust. Why? Because they're your words. Because you are responsible for your words. Your responsibility extends far beyond you just saying that you're going to have something. Your responsibility goes to the point where you should be implementing what is necessary to make it happen. So on today, we will honor our words. We will take a conscious effort to make sure that our words that we speak out of our mouths regarding our situations, regarding individuals that are in our path and those that have left our path, are words that we can feel honored and honorable by. Not wasting our words on detriment and wasting our words on fear-based assessments. Not wasting our words on finding out and feeling that we are not capable of moving forward and rising above from where we are right now. This is the type of honor. When you honor something, it has the highest place of reverence. Honor it. The divine creator, we honor and reverence the divine creator for the greatness, for the magnanimous extension that is giving unto us. Yet, when it comes to our own words, we still negate them. We still negate them. We still misplace our energies. We still deny the fact that we are one with our words. So on today's program, I want to thank you all for inviting me to be a part of your morning, and I want to extend to you a unique opportunity for you to join me again, on Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m., where we'll have Not My Reality conversation. That is an opportunity for us to sit back and enjoy another conversation on a topic that will be beneficial to us. Because I want to make sure we are honoring our words, honoring who we are, honoring what we represent through our words, because the words that we utilize identify how comfortable and how confident we are to one another, how confident we are, how much we truly embrace the authenticity of who we are. Your words represent that. Your words become your actions. Your words are your beliefs. Because of your beliefs, you say certain words and you expect them to have a certain result. That's what happens when we're praying as well. So we are honoring all that needs to be honored in our words. We are making sure that our words are a representation of that which we would also want for ourselves. If you want success, then seek success, not only for yourself, but for other people. If you want love, then seek love and speak love for yourself and also for other people. In that way, you are not clouding up your time. You are not confusing your thoughts. You're not having to switch words over and over again. Yes, we have some dislikes. Yes, we have some things that make us uncomfortable. However, we are able to continue on and live a life that is going to be full of our true purpose, our true destiny, our true reality for our lives. So thank you again for joining me here this morning for this brief conversation with the coach. I will be here every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. You can also go to my website and set up for a free 30-minute consultation with me if you think you would like me to help you out with current situations, whether it be in the area of relationships, leadership, whether it be in the area of personal development or spiritual development. The goal is for us to have an exchange that is worthy of our existence, that magnifies the interdependence that we have with each other, the growth that we have with each other, the strength that we have, and that your personal level of experience. So we're going to leave out today by playing our commercials. I want to invite you all to join me on the cruise next July. There's still have time to get in. You have until August 31st to get in your deposit. The price has gone down tremendously. My understanding is you can get a booked on a cruise for as little as $1,200 with port fees and actual cabin fees, around $1,200, and then you just need a flight to Seattle, and you are on your way. Why? Because it's all-inclusive. I'll be there along with three other young ladies, Joan Moran, Juliet Miles, and Shannon McLean. It is going to be an awesome opportunity for you to come and participate in all our workshops, trainings. And so we appreciate you so much. Again, thank you for joining me here. As I said, we're going to be leaving out with the commercials today. Remember, I think I'm going to play my song, Highest Hype, first, and then we're going to do the commercials. But I thank again for you for joining me. All right, until next time, remember that when things begin to cloud your way and begin to confuse you and make you doubt the greatness that you have within, scream out nice and loud, "That's not my reality," and then look forward to having the true reality that desires you. Until next time, continue peace and blessings.
Hello, I'm Mary Nafool, one of four transformational members of the Dream Team on the Alaskan Transform Your Life Cruise, July 7th to the 14th of 2013. Leaving out of Seattle, Washington after spending a fun-filled evening in the cocktail reception and spending the night in the trendy and upscale Crown Plaza Hotel, we'll board the Norwegian Cruise Line and set sail for Alaska, where we'll see some awe-inspiring scenery and wildlife, enjoy private lunch with the Dream Team, and attend the transformative seminars on wellness, personal and spiritual development, beauty, entertainment, and business. I'll let you in a secret. If you book your cruise with your refundable deposit by July 1st, you have an opportunity to register for some great giveaways and discounts that will enhance your cruise experience, both while on the cruise and afterwards. So contact Diane at itravelconsultants.com or just call her directly at 805-781-2630. Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Ifua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Ifua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Ifua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.
Today is a good day to live your life in the
good day to live your life in the higher high.